fucking Monday.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's September 14th already. Holy shit.
Yeah, I know. The Ides of September are nearly here.
This cat, I swear, I don't know what her deal is. I have no idea. Anyways. Yeah, it's Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to, welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and...
There
he is. You here today? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Why? What's wrong? Okay.
Just took you a second.
I think there's a lag. A little
out of it or something. Oh, well, that would suck.
No, there is. There's like, basically from what I could tell, there's like a 2 to 3 second lag between us.
Oh, God. I don't think it's 2 to 3 seconds.
Okay.
Because you responded fairly quickly. Well,
maybe it went away, because there definitely was one earlier. How about this? I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, and you say 4 when it should be, okay? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so it's like a second.
Oh, okay. We can cope with that then.
Yep, that's doable. The thing is, like, as long as we know it's there, it's fine. Because we'll actually pause long enough for the other person to talk rather than like try to talk over them.
Yeah.
At least that's the assumption, right?
Yeah, I guess that'll be the assumption. I got a question for you. How did you feel about Milan now that you can actually talk about it?
I didn't really care for it. I gave it a C+ on the site. I think there's redeeming qualities. I think it looks very nice. I think it has obviously the skeleton of a good story, but Mulan was just so like, had no personality, had no real arc. And there were like lots of little laps, like moments that just didn't feel like they worked well. It was just, just kind of felt safe and vanilla. I think that's kind of what I'm going for. It just felt so just bland, vanilla, safe. Even though it did have its moments, I think people who are curious about it should probably check it out and maybe decide for themselves. Cause I'm sure there are people who really liked it, but, I just felt kind of blah. What about you?
I haven't seen it yet. I was kind of disappointed to hear that, like, all of the struggles that she goes through to prove to herself that she can do things in the cartoon are like no longer there.
They're not, because basically in the movie, yeah, there is none. The way it is that she, as a kid, has like, I guess, chi, you know, generic. Mm-hmm. Force powers or whatever, and she's basically had them and I guess does pretty well with them, but doesn't show other people because she's a woman and isn't supposed to. So I guess it was just a moment later on where the guy tells her not to hide it because he thinks she's a guy, and then she's basically all any sort of struggle is just basically instantly gone, and then she's great at everything, and it's just like, oh well, there's no struggle there, as you mentioned. So yeah, that's a big problem for me. And not only is it a problem because it, you know, storytelling, you should have a struggle, blah, 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 blah. But also just because it makes us connect with her much less because, I don't know, I guess it's just less relatable. And yeah, like, I don't know. There was just a lot that was just pretty blah. And the more I think about it, the more I'm just like, kind of blah. I wish it was better. I wanted it to be better.
Sucks. I wanted it to be a good, war epic, but I keep seeing the phrase failed or flawed, not entitlement, failed or flawed empowerment. That's that's the word that I keep seeing. Is it was just like you the writers and directors went too far, and Milan herself just has no like
she has no weaknesses.
Yeah, the people can complain about Rey or something like this, but this I've heard this goes beyond anything people.
I think it does because
complaining about Rey about.
You could look at Rey, but Rey was emotionally torn throughout mostly the second and third one. And you could even look at Captain Marvel, who kind of had her own hot-headed stuff to deal with, and smart-ass personality. Like, I guess for what it comes down to, at least those two had personalities. And, you know, you could say what you will about whether or not you think they deserve the powers they had, but Mulan just has no personality. You know, like I don't, I wouldn't be able to tell you anything about her as a person. Which is unfortunate. I think that's sort of the biggest weakness. I think if she had a personality that was really engaging and fun, I think a lot of us could overlook that, you know, the failed empowerment aspect. Because to be frank, like I know for Captain Marvel, I thought she was a fun character. And I was like, I almost didn't care that she almost had a similar arc as Captain Marvel, where it's just like she now basically can tap into the power that she didn't have faith in herself for or whatever. Like that's kind of a similar-ish arc. But Captain Marvel was more entertaining just because she was a more fun person to watch. Yeah, where she's not, where Mulan really isn't.
Plus it had, Captain Marvel had, what's his name is Talos. Ben Mendelsohn.
Ben Mendelsohn.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. He's always, always fun to watch. Like Christoph Waltz, like. He's on screen in 9
yeah, out of 10. It sucks.
Fun like, to watch.
He added the great, I guess Ben Mendelsohn added a great little comic element to it. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. What I was going to say was this. So I could see this as sort of a failed empowerment thing because there's a tendency because women have been given like freaking the short end of the stick when it comes to, you know, female-driven stories in cinema, you know, for decades. Obviously, you know, for the past 5 to 10 years, I think Hollywood has been correcting that. But, you know, they don't have nearly as many as many male characters as let me try this again. They don't have as many female characters as male characters with sort of a wide variety of quality. You know, there's tons of fun garbage out there that we like as guys that isn't necessarily great, but we enjoy. And I don't think necessarily there's anything wrong if, like, there, even though this is a very flawed movie, if this is the type of hero that some women and girls out there, you know, if it resonates with them, that's cool. Because I guess I'm sure there's a lot of people who this is the type of hero that they want, and it's the type that empowers them. And even if it's not really story sound or necessarily good storytelling, I guess it's only like it makes sense. Like, it's not a big deal that this exists. That being said, there is a tendency in storytelling and just in general, if you are writing for someone who isn't like you or who isn't you, there's a tendency to sort of over correct in a way to make them perfect and actually not make them characters. I think Mulan gets really close to that for me. And I think that's also part of a problem, but not the biggest problem. I mentioned this on the last episode of the Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast. I think another huge problem, it feels like watered down Chinese culture. I think we had New Zealand director, whose name escapes me. What is her name? Nikki Caro. That's it. She's New Zealand director. And I don't know how much hand Disney had in everything. I'm assuming pretty heavy because they probably really want to. They wanted to make sure that this was as polished a product as possible that could appeal both to the US and to China. Ironically enough, it seems like it's not appealing to much of anybody right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I can imagine them trying to be safe and in the process kind of it loses any form of actual cultural identity. And it feels like it feels American, but with sort of like a fake Asian skin over it. And
I heard Christine listening to somebody talking about it, who was like, it was basically made for Western college students.
I don't know what that means.
Because of the Mulan aspect, the lack of her ever having to struggle for anything. So it was made for like SJWs, basically, is what this person was saying.
Mm.
Like this is the perfect character with no struggles and
I think that's I think it's a
they added more Western stuff to an Eastern story.
I think that's a dumb assessment, to be perfectly honest. I think a lot of SJWs would be upset with it because of that, because it doesn't necessarily bring in those cultural aspects to it that I think would make it stronger. What I think what they should have done, Disney should have done, I think they should have hired someone out of mainland China to direct. I think that would have been interesting. I think there probably would have been a lot more conflict, but I also think that the story in the movie would have had a better, more a distinct identity, and it would have been able to make certain cultural assertions more strongly, so that it felt constantly that they were trying to sort of thread the needle or walk a line and not step out of it. And
a fucking movie.
Well, it's not just not make a funny fun movie, but like just let me think here. It's like it's as if someone from like another country tried to make a movie about America, but was so worried about getting America wrong, they didn't make anything that actually says anything or it resembles America in any way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's just, there's just sort of something lost in the cultural translation there that I think that could have been better if they had a mainland China director.
Hmm. I wonder how popular, because I know a lot of Disney stuff isn't super popular in China. Not all of it. Some of it is. But I wonder how popular the original animation film is.
Probably that's a good question. I don't know.
Like in China, like because it's a folktale for China, which is part of why
all I know is
I
that
was originally interested in this, and it looked like a war epic.
Mm-hmm. All I know is that Jackie Chan sang the song. He played the main love interest in Chinese version. Yeah.
Are any of the action sequences good? I mean,
they're fine.
A C to me, man, is almost an F. No.
The C shouldn't be an F. That shouldn't be the way you look at a movie review, or at least our scale. Because an F should be an F. A C is average. A C plus is above average. A B is really good. An A is amazing. That's how I use the scale. So like C shouldn't be F. Like that's not the way the scale works.
I guess I look at it. Go ahead.
I mean, so as far as answering your question, they're fine, but they're not any better than, you know, actual Chinese movies. Like, you know, So, I mean, if you've seen those Chinese epic movies, if you're basically in it for that aspect, you probably should probably go watch those movies instead.
Hmm. Okay. Hey, I got I played shifting countries and but still dealing with Mongols. I got Ghost of Tsushima a few months ago. I still need to finish up chapter 3. I'm almost done. I got sidetracked by Avengers, which is not that bad, by the way. Mm. I can actually say I recommend people playing it. But Ghost of Tsushima really left like a thirst for an ancient Eastern, whether it's feudal Japan or dynasty China. But, you know, go back to the 1300s, 1400s, 1500s of China or Japan and do a series, maybe, you know, blending political and military, just a drama series.
There's going to be a Shogun series soon. A new Shogun remake is coming out probably next year, depending on how
really
it works out. Yeah, they've been working on that for a while. I
wonder how that'll be.
Did you ever read the novel?
Who's no, but who's streaming it?
Let me see here. Mini series. I put miniseries as if it's the goddamn 1980s. What's wrong with me? I don't call miniseries anymore as much. See here. Novel of the same name. Give me 1 second. Adaptations. Okay. There's, I didn't know there's been 2 text-based adventure games on the Amiga and PC from Shogun. That's funny. Okay. 2018, it was announced that FX would be adapting the novel, into a miniseries. Okay, so I guess they're talking about it. So FX. Is there anyone or anything?
Maybe Hulu then.
Okay, so principal photography was scheduled to commence in March 2019. Oh, 2019, that's not this year. But was delayed because the network felt the production wasn't in good enough shape. They wanted to aim higher. Oh, goody. January 2020, it was revealed that after the original writer, Ronan Bennett, was no longer available to keep working on the scripts, they started over from scratch with a new writer, executive producer Justin Marks, alongside his wife, supervising producer Rachel Kondo. The series' writing team also includes a co-executive producer, Shannon Ghost, blah, blah, blah. So it doesn't look like there has been any headway. So yeah, it's going to happen. Looks like they're still probably working on actually developing it, which is probably for the best since, you know, COVID is happening. So the world is still kind of like restarting.
Yeah.
My guess would be probably next year, maybe this time they could probably go to Japan and start shooting it. But who knows, right? Because shows can sometimes they can go really fast and sometimes they can get restarted and then just kind of stall. So.
Yeah. Yeah. and not just because of COVID, other things happen at shooting locations, a rash of illnesses. I don't mean like a rash as in like a skin condition, but a bunch of illnesses from contaminated food can mess with it, bad equipment, part of the stage or equipment, all sorts of things can mess with production, which is why you always try to build some flex time into any project that you do. I wanted to ask you if there was something else that you had seen or were planning to see or buy or something. I had it in my mind.
Oh, a specific thing?
Yeah, I had something specific for you, and now I can't fucking...
Damn, I'm curious.
It's gone. At a late night and fairly early morning hour, son, who's doing well in the virtual schooling, like during school, he's doing well. It's everything before and after.
Yeah,
that is tough. Anyways, what do you think about Wonder Woman being pushed back to December? The more and more it seems, Warner Brothers is highly disappointed in what Tenet did. I really think if we don't hear Black Widow's hitting Disney Plus, if we don't hear that it's going to hit it this weekend, then I'll say Disney was disappointed with Mulan.
I think that's the funny thing for me is that I think it, from what we're seeing, almost like both studios are just disappointed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like now is just not the time to release movies. It's funny because in all of this, the one studio that I think has the right idea is Sony. Because they recently...
You shut your mouth.
Sony Pictures Entertainment Chairman Tony Vinciquerra at the Bank of America's 2020 Media Communications and Entertainment Conference said, "What we won't do is make the mistake of putting a very, very expensive $200 million movie out in the market unless we're sure that theaters are open and operating at significant capacity. You'll see a lot of strange things happen over the next 6 months and how films are released, how they're scheduled, how they're marketed. But once we get back to normal, we will have learned a lot, I think, and found ways to do things that are somewhat different and hopefully better." I think this is better. I still think it was a huge mistake to release Tenet. I don't know why they insisted on it. I mean, I do know why they insisted on it, but I'd rather them just released it this time next year than do what they did now, just because now the movie is a financial disappointment from the sound of it. It's made over $200 million worldwide, and it made less than $10 million, I think, in its second weekend in the U.S., which is more than a 55% or more than a 50% drop after an already disappointing weekend. Doesn't sound great. Doesn't sound awesome. No. Not at all. And Mulan, obviously, we don't have any information really apart from the fact that I think we talked about it on, was it Friday? Did we talk about Mulan performance on Friday about like how much?
I think we did something about the most watched streaming show and 68% increase in something or another.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we did talk about that. And so it's, so if you want to listen to it specifically, yeah, it's, oh shit. So actually, let me just pull out an actual couple of different articles here. First one, see here. Let's start with IndieWire. It's a little more negative, and then it looks like we might go to a positive one in a second. But Tenet earned $6.7 million. Total box office is under $15 million. Theaters are in a world of hurt. Aided by additional theater openings, Tenet fell. Okay, so I was wrong as shit. Only 29% its second American weekend. That's a good hold. However, that represents just $6.7 million in 2,900 theaters. Good God, that's terrible. Based on the drop, it earned about $9.5 million in its opening weekend. What are they talking about? Didn't it make $20 million? What is this from? North American weekend represents $6.7 million. Based on that drop, earned about $9.5 million in its opening weekend. What? I don't understand this.
Wasn't the 20-something from the worldwide?
No, I thought it made $20 million in its opening weekend in the U.S. Here, let me just check here.
Or the $20 million from the foreign market?
Let's see here. Opening weekend, it made $20.2 million in the U.S. And then the second weekend, it made $6.7 million. You know what it might be? Maybe the numbers from Labor Day weekend are slightly off because it includes a third day.
Yeah, yeah, that could be. They could be just doing 2 days.
Because according to Box Office Mojo, the week, it's a 66% drop. So I don't know what IndieWire's on about. Like, they need to clarify their shit because I don't see it. But another one says, this was from THR, The Hollywood Reporter. Analyst calls Tenet domestic box office, quote unquote, positive indicator of demand. Let's see here. B. Riley's Eric Wold also expressed optimism for the domestic outlook going into next year and raises his price target on AMC theaters. While the domestic box office launch for Warner Bros. Tenet has been widely described as tepid, one analyst says he sees it as a good sign. We actually view the result as encouraging and a positive indicator of demand given all the COVID-19 headwinds. See here, he wrote on Monday Report, the analyst echoes WB's argument that is a promising sign that Tenet this weekend just dropped 29% from the $9.4 million earned during September 4th weekend. Okay, so even though they made $20 million, I guess they're only counting $9.4 million from the actual weekend. And then the drop from that is only 29%. Okay, that makes sense. Anyways, acknowledging that it is not entirely apples to apples, we feel roughly 29% drop from last weekend's total is a sign of potentially longer theatrical legs as moviegoers adjust. That I agree with. I actually just didn't realize that the original 3-day Friday, Saturday, Sunday numbers were so low. I thought it was 20 million. That was my mistake. About 20.2 million
theaters is insane. That's so tiny.
It is.
That's half the country screens closed. Half the country's screens that would normally be shown. This would have been shown in 4,000 plus screens.
Yeah, I mean, easily. But 2,900, that's like almost 3,000 theaters. That's not half the country.
I see 2,400 theaters according to... oh, wait. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong movie. Sorry.
No worries. This one is 2,910.
Okay. Yeah, that's a little over half, but still really low.
I guess so. It's funny because I feel like not that long ago, I felt like 3,000 theaters to me is like that's big and wide open. But I think that has changed over the past decade or so where it's like now closer to 4,000 theaters is like wide.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in my head, in my head, I'm still at 3,000 is what I think is a good number. Anyways, it said about $20.2 million long Labor Day weekend haul. The analyst said prior to COVID-19 pandemic, we were anticipating an opening weekend for Tenet at $50 to $55 million range, accounting for the lack of New York, LA, San Francisco, which drive about 25% of the domestic box office and roughly 50% of capacity restrictions. That would generate an adjusted opening of about $18.8 million to $20.6 million, with a $20.2 million opening at the high end of that range. So I guess things are... See here on the optimism, while that this there remains to be a number of headwinds such as major markets remaining closed, capacity restrictions, and film slate shifts, we actually see some encouraging signs from early weeks that continue to give us optimism heading to 2021 plus. So I'm kind of going to reshift my whole idea about whether or not this is a big disappointment. What I think they mentioned here is accurate is that rather than banking on a big box office thing in the first couple of weekends, this is going to be a situation where there's going to be longer tails and then people are going to see the movie over the course of months, which I think could explain why they decided to push Wonder Woman from next month into December, because they don't want to cannibalize their own box office, right? They want to give people a couple of months to see Tenet before they see Wonder Woman.
Got it.
That'd be my assumption. As to whether or not this is disappointing, I'm sure it's disappointing on some level, but I think they're still kind of hoping that this is an indicator that people are still willing to go to the theaters.
Just wonder if we're going to see a date move for Black Widow again.
That's a good question. I'm wondering how they're going to handle that. Like, Black Widow is a very interesting one to look at because Disney's experiment with the premiere access stuff, and if that's going to see, they're going to see it as worth it. And I'm also interested because obviously that was supposed to come out, what was it, May? And because of that, like, the whole Marvel slate, which is, like, highly interconnected, is just, like, we don't know what we're going to be seeing that. Like, should they just start releasing it on streaming? Like, and I don't know. It's going to be interesting for sure how they're going to handle it. Like, who knows? There's no right way or wrong way, but I don't know.
Not really. Well, one thing for sure is I think this week we will know somehow, some way, how well Mulan did for Disney, whether it's a jump in stock prices or something. We'll figure out.
Well, I mean, a jump in stock prices, that would mean that information would have come out, right? It wouldn't just jump randomly.
Possible. Yeah, it should. It should, but we might not catch it before the markets do. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shareholders might get calls first, and the stock market goes off, and then the story comes out later on that, hey, yeah, it did really well. So I'm kind of I'm going to make a bet that we will know Black Widow's fate by the end of the weekend. We'll see if I'm right or wrong.
So,
do you think that's a possibility?
I mean, it's a possibility because who knows anything nowadays, right? Everything's fucking crazy. Yeah. I think my guess would be we probably won't know because right now it's currently slated for November, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we'll know about it until early October.
Oh, okay. You think a little bit longer?
Yeah, I think we are going to know, but we're not going to know until early October.
We shall see. You guys keep tuned to lrmonline.com every single day, so that way you'll be the first to know as soon as we know what's going to happen with any entertainment property at all. And definitely check out the YouTube channel. We've been having celebrity interviews go up several times a week, so make sure you check that out and subscribe to it. And of course, the LRM Online podcast network, wherever you get your podcasts from. Great shows like this one and Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, and Geek Scholar Movie News and Comic Source are all connected. You can reach it all through LRM. Jammer, where can people find you at online?
You can find me on Twitter at Jam the Writer, all of my stuff for entertainment at lrmonline.com, and then of course my name AJ Serna under the name AJ Serna over at Amazon and Audible for any novels and stuff that you want to read of mine.
And you guys can find me at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Adios.